When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, my friends, what's up? My name is Chris Guillebeau. Welcome back to the Side Hustle School podcast. This is a hub for all things entrepreneurial. It is a daily podcast, 7 days a week, all designed to help you make extra money without quitting your job by using a skill you already have and without going into debt. Those are good things as well. So we have lots of different case studies, listener questions, tips, ideas, 100% focused on that mission. And joining us today from Los Angeles, we've got a caller, Lucas. Lucas has been diving headfirst into freelance writing with a focus on tech and startups. That's a very smart focus for freelance writing, I think. There's a lot of commissions there, and also the pay tends to be a lot better than just, you know, general freelance writing anywhere. Lucas's secret weapon, like so many freelancers these days, is ChatGPT. He's using ChatGPT to help draft his articles. But as he takes on more clients, he's starting to face a more traditional challenge of freelancing long before AI came along, client contracts. Yeah. Lucas is seeking advice on how to draft the contracts, what terms to include, how to manage revisions, basically how to look after himself without diverting all of his attention to a non-sexy topic of, you know, how do you draft a freelance contract? So Lucas has hit on this crucial yet often overlooked aspect of freelancing. Let's just break it down in a few minutes and help ensure your business runs smoothly. All right, his question and my answer after this quick message from our sponsor.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lucas from Los Angeles. I've started doing some freelance writing, focusing on tech and startup industries, and I use ChatGPT to help with my first drafts. However, as I start to work with more clients, I'm not sure how to handle client contracts. Do you have any advice? Specifically, I'm looking for guidance on what terms to include, how to handle revisions, and how to protect my rights as a freelancer. Keep up the good work.
Lucas, what's up, man? Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in as well. You're definitely right to be thinking about these client contracts. They are essential for protecting both you and your client, but it doesn't have to be super complicated. In fact, you're using ChatGPT to work on your draft articles. AI can help you draft contracts as well. So first and foremost, your contract should clearly outline the scope of the work. Like, here's what you're going to do. You're going to do this work. There's a certain deadline. There's an agreed requirement. You know, what is the outcome? Just clearly defining that stuff up front is going to help you avoid any misunderstandings later. Then, of course, you want to include payment terms, like when and how you're going to get paid, whether you require an upfront deposit. You know, it's pretty normal to ask for 50% of the payment upfront, especially when working with new clients, but just, you know, generally speaking in freelance. You might also include an intellectual property clause. And this, you know, typically states that the rights to the work transfer to the client upon full payment. But, you know, if for some reason you want to reserve the right to use the work in your portfolio or for something else, then just, you know, include that in the draft statement. Lastly, you might want a termination clause that just outlines how either party can end the contract, any fees that might be involved with that. Most importantly, just, you know that contracts are meant to protect you, to set clear expectations, and then you don't have to worry about it so much. You know, 9 times out of 10, maybe even many more times than that, hopefully. So there's some platforms like LegalZoom, Rocket Lawyer, even Fiverr, where you can get some affordable legal services for just something really simple. Also, Freelancers Union, they have contract templates that can give you a good starting point. So lots of resources there. We'll link it up in the notes page. Lucas, good luck. Listeners, good luck to you as well. I'm cheering you on. If you've got a question or a comment or a suggestion, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We've got a new episode every day. You can listen on Spotify. You can listen on Apple Podcasts. You can listen really wherever you want. Try to make it as easy as possible. I hope you'll continue to join in. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.